Before you die, you don't have mindfulness, you don't have Dhamma, especially mindfulness, theoretical Dhamma no use. Do you know, long before your last thought moment, karmic consciousness take over? You go and prepare. This last minute hope to be enlightened, no? The saying in Mandarin is what? Bao Fo Jiao. Ah, Ling Si Bao Fo Jiao. You understand, no? Last minute, if like that, no need to cultivate. Last minute, oh, right thought, good thoughts, rebirth in the deva. You think law of karma allow you to do that? Oh, like that, like take Maggie Mee, yeah? Shortcut enlightened. Eh? That's why every night I go down, I take Maggie Mee. Want to join me? Where got such thing, one? Don't be gullible. These are all the teaching that people teach. But there is one, the Tibetan one, the Powa practice. That one possible, but also very, very difficult. You must have the parami. They believe you are the monk, you are well trained. Yeah? Then before you die, there is a window where you can become enlightened. Because when you die, the last thought moment actually is ceased for a moment. But you die already, understand? Then they say, capitalize on that. So when you can maintain awareness and be with that, then you realize cessation, you're enlightened. The monk will guide you and all those things before you die. You think possible? Because you have to be really well cultivated and you make that adittan, the vowels, and then only this one. Very slim chance, but there is a bit, very, very slim probability. But people love this type of cultivation. To me, it's what for? Shortcut, understand? Last minute. If last minute can happen, like what certain religion teach, don't believe now, my do all the wise now. Last minute baptizer or last minute believer, for promise you eternal heaven. You try lah. They say donate all, then profess, join, then eternal heaven waiting for you. You believe or not? The what money game? Now also promise you 22% all those things. So most of them are scam. But sometimes they able to trick gullible people. You know why? Coming in the past they trick people to believe all those things. So karma is not what you think. That's why if without this Dhamma understanding, you don't see the manifestation of Dhamma, karma. Not Dhamma, karma. You cannot understand. Because when you cultivate, when you are near to enlightenment, it shows it to you or no, this law of karma. Everything you do, when your mental intention is negative, immediately the repercussion immediately comes. It showed it to me before I connect in 1989. Whoa. Until inside me, my nature know. In Hokkien, you understand? You will never have that ability not to believe. But it's like that one, you see coming one. Every time you arise, that thought, pop, come. A very chair one. Until you realize, this is the nature's law, no? This is what is, no? Not for you to believe or don't believe. It operates like that one, no? Then you dare to break, come on. Not worthwhile, understand, no? All this cultivator will go through. That's why they don't have that one. There is no such thing. Hey, I heard like that, no? Then some tell me one, no, before that. I heard from monk, no? I thought for famous master, no? They claim already arahant and one. I say, if you want to believe all this, up to you. If you don't know how to find out, don't know how to investigate, and don't have the wisdom, the karmic past got that tendency to be gullible, then you end up, you reap what you sow, understand? To me, forget about taking shortcut. Be sincere, have faith, understand? Then diligently do. Why you want to listen to all this? It's like in the exam. Hey, I got question, no? You want? How much? The first fellow may be very high. But after that, everybody got already become photostat. 10 cent, one copy. Then come out, ah, your bogus one. Wo chun. Then chun, the whole exam, while and now and where. What for you do this type of thing, understand? No good point. If you are a cultivator, you will not think like that. Anyway, thanks for the question. at least I can explain. Okay.
It's outside. Basically, most of the, they tell you this.
Not really outside. Not really outside. A lot of people believe, I can tell you. Buddhists also believe.
Yeah.
Because it's so logical, isn't it? They say, last thought moment, encourage him or make sure he think of the wholesome state or happy state, so that your last thought moment is conditioned by what you think. Understand? Because the second last thought condition the last thought. So you say you happy, joy, think of the good moment, then you will be born in the happy rhyme. Understand? Deva rhyme. If karma work like that, no need to cultivate everything. Understand? If Buddha can make you enlightened, he no need to be so uncompassionate. But it can't be done. Understand? Can be done all these things, the Buddha will have taught you. Understand? You check the Tipitaka, you got this style of teaching or not. The Buddha say habitual tendency. Whatever you do very often will become your habit. And before you die, that karmic condition take over, the habitual tendency come up. You are a butcher. Last minute, because of that karma, you behave, the karmic condition take over, you behave like the animal you slaughter. Understand?